had one Uncle Doc, and then had our great Uncle Jim, and Bill, and we call them all uncles now. All uncles. And we told, and they, just like we did the aunts. We called the aunt, Aunt Sarah, or aunt, whatever her name was, she was called aunt. And,
this is about different titles that people would be given. Now, like the commander of an army would be called a...
He'd be called, if you maybe a general.
Yeah.
He might be called a colonel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He might be called a major.
Mm-hmm.
And he might be called a captain.
You are so good. Have you ever heard the word captain used in any other way besides in the military? Have you heard it used?
Yeah, in a ship. On a boat, a boat, as captain of a boat. Then you've got a captain of
have you ever heard people call, if they work for a man, call the man they work for?
A captain, it's been used,
How about the man who presides over the county court? He would be...
He'd be a judge.
Mm-hmm. And a child in school, you'd call it...
A pupil.
And a person employed by a businessman to look after his letters and things like that, you'd call her a...
You'd call her a secretary.
And a man on the stage would be called an actor, so a woman would be...
I guess it would be actresses.
Now, if your nationality, anybody born in this country would be called?
American.
And if you were talking about your own race, talking about in color, in terms of color, you'd say you were?
White.
Now, I don't think Clay County has any other.
I reckon there's one yet living in the southwest part to say they're nigger. There never was many in this county.
Never was.
No, back in the slave days, when they're going to settle this country, there's only a few people brought here, had it. Now there's a Bradshaw family come to this country, one of the first families that come in this part of the state, and they brought their slaves with them. Well, they stayed here. They grew up here, and the last one died in the county for them. She's a woman, 90 years old or more here. Well, in Mobley, there's a Mobley family here, out from Rector here. They had their, and I can remember two of the last ones of them. They lived here, they died, but there just wasn't no slaves. They didn't come to this country that had slaves. And so there just never been no colored in this part of the country, hardly.
Well, now, talking about white people who were just too lazy to work.
They call it ornery or trifling. It's they use both words there. Ornery or trifling or lazy, of course, they'll say that he's just too lazy, or he's too ornery, he's too trifling.
You ever heard him called trash?
Yeah. And the colored, the whites all, they'd say, sorry, trash. That's used by them. But I've heard the white call trashy, just trashy.
How about a person who lives way back off in the hills and never comes to town? What would you call him?
Well, you'd call him a backwoodsman or hermit. He's called a hermit. He just goes back out somewhere and never tries to associate with nobody, go out.
Have you ever heard the term Hoosier?
Yeah, Hoosier, Arkansas are Hoosiers.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they used to be called Hoosiers.
They did?
Yeah, Arkansas Hoosiers.
Oh.
It was, yeah.